it's very much a moment we have been mindful of for the last month, balancing the training between hard work and keeping them fit and keeping them fresh. And you know, they're not going to get any fit at this stage of the season. We have toned down training because we're trying to avoid injury as well. So, but you can't lose sight of the fact that you still have to train, you still have to practice, you still have to, you know, keep the sharpness about. And so that's what we've been focusing on this week, and yeah, that's what we'll continue to focus on the following week. And if we have to carry on for a couple more weeks, we will do.
How much do you have to train them, for want of a better phrase, mentally, to get them in the right frame of mind as well as physically?
I think we've been quite fortunate in the fact that they're taking everything in a stride. They're not letting the pressure get to them, really. They're acting now in a place with a smile on their face. In the games, they've got a smile on their face. Obviously, you smile when you win. They're not showing any outward signs of feeling the pressure. You know, maybe that might change at the weekend, I don't know. But they've been like this all season. They're not changing, and I can't see them changing now.
Is it natural for them to be thinking about the permutations, and if we win and X happens, then Y can happen?
Yeah, you know, but you know, everyone says that. You know, what we have said to them, and what we will continue to say to them, is that other teams need us to do something for them. We don't need anyone to do anything for us. We can do it ourselves, and that's the position that we want to remain in. You know, come the 7th of May,
the equation's pretty simple, isn't it? If you win the last two games, you're promoted.
The equation's simple. The actual doing it's totally different. You know. Very, very tough game against Wickham, and obviously a tough game against Stevenage, who've hit form at probably the wrong time for us.
A win at the weekend at Wickham would be enough if one other result went your way. You said last week that it's a fallacy that you're not aware of what happens in other games. Will there be a conscious effort to keep away from those scores, or will you want to know?
I had a conscious effort on Saturday, but unfortunately there was two chaps behind me in the front row of the main stand who were shouting how Bristol and Oxford were getting on a regular basis, so I couldn't short of putting earplugs in there. I couldn't avoid it. It's good to filter through, that's natural, but all as I'm concerned about is what we do on the pitch and how we're getting on, to be honest.
In your experience, does it filter across to the players, or is there so much going on out there and crowd noise and atmosphere and stuff that they perhaps genuinely don't know what's going on in other games?
I think they might know later on in the game. I think that might get across to them, and I think by the crowd's demeanour could be an indication of that. I remember as a player myself with Witton Albion, and we were relying on a team above us to slip up so we could get promoted. And that team were getting beat 1-0 at half time. I turned round to the lad who was playing alongside me with about 15 minutes to go, and I said, "Oh, the other team must be winning." And he said, "How do you know?" I said, "Well, our fans have stopped singing." So it was quite obvious at the time. But what we've got to do is try and get our fans singing, because we're winning, not what other teams are doing.
If it were to happen this weekend, would you consider it to be a bonus? Are you expecting it to go to the final weekend?
I am expecting it to go to the final weekend, of course, yeah. It'd be a massive relief if we could do it this weekend.
Lots of similarities between that run 10 years ago where you won promotion. You've had a big win over York City. You've got an away game. Fans travelling in big numbers. I guess it would be some kind of symmetry to it if you were to do it.
Yeah, you've got to be careful of that, though, because I went to Istanbul and watched one of the greatest games of football ever, Liverpool in the European Cup. And then everyone thought it was going to be exactly the same in Athens 2 years later, and it was the biggest letdown of them all. So I have got experience of that, so hopefully we won't let the fans down this time, and they are coming in big numbers, and hopefully they've got something to cheer about. It'll definitely have a big effect on the players. The ones who travel are brilliant when, you know, the noise they make, they never stop singing, they never stop cheering, and they get behind the players, and the players do respond to it, and you've only got to see that at the end of the game when they go over to applaud them.
Does it show that the people of Accrington and surrounding areas, and maybe even nationwide, because they're travelling from all over, have latched on at last, perhaps, to the significance of this season for you?
I don't know. You know, I was disappointed with the gate on Saturday. All we can do is concentrate on the people who come and giving them value for money. And I think we've done that in bucket loads this season.
You've had it here in the past where away followings have been big and noisy, and it's almost been like a 50-50 split. Is there a chance that it might feel like a home game for you with that those numbers if they are vocal?
If they're vocal, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I still think Wickham will have comfortably more fans than us. But, you know, we've got to be careful of the fact that this is Wickham's last home game, and, you know, they'll be wanting to go out on a high. They'll be wanting to give their fans something to cheer over the summer. We've got to be mindful of the fact that they'll want to beat us. We've just got to want to beat them more.
Is Wickham, having had their playoff hopes ended, a problem potentially? Does that make them more dangerous in that they can just have a go at you and try and win that last game of the season?
You can look at it any which way you like. You know, them fighting for the playoff place, will they fight any harder? You know, when footballers cross the line, it doesn't matter what they're playing for. They want to play because they want to win. People attach too much emotional weight to what people need and what people want and what people feel. Once the whistle goes, it's two teams playing, and footballers by nature want to win games. If you want to win, you can't really want to win anymore. You know, if you've got a big, a big drive, and yet that makes you want to win games, it's very, very difficult to up that desire. Really,
it's not long ago you played Wickham. I think the appropriate word would be tight game. It was very, very narrow. Will anything have changed massively from then till now?
Not really. No. You know, we know that their style of football. We know our style of football. Obviously, it's a little bit different when they play at home, and the emphasis is more on them. I know Wickham inside out, and they know us inside out. I know we've got good players, and if our good players play to their capabilities, we're capable of beating any team in our league.
10 games unbeaten, I think it's 4 away wins on the bounce as well. How aware are you and the players going into another away game of that little run that you're on in both respects?
I think they'll definitely be aware of the fact that they've won the last 4 home games, away games, but Wickham will be aware of that. I know myself, when teams come here and when they've been unbeaten for a while, you want to be the one who dents them. You want to be the one who stops that running, so we've got to be mindful of that, but we've also got to play our own game. And if we play our own game, as I said before, we're capable of giving anyone a good game.
Can you think about the significance, or do you just have to think about the 3 points?
Oh, you've got to think of the significance. You know, I'm not scared to say that. I said it from day one. That's what we wanted. We wanted to get promoted. We're in such insistence of it now, and we've got to embrace it. We've said before, you've got to keep your eye on the prize, because that's what makes you want to win. Well, doesn't make you want to win games, but it helps you to focus on winning again.